Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
I can't imagine that there's been a bigger one, has there?
I don't know.
Well, my.
It's not breaking news, dude.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
That's a sticky situation.
Take that for data.
Satan's pretty cool.
The thought of you on your knees is a wonderful one.
All right. Hello. It's the club hour.
I was looking up, someone sent us a list of the players that were arrested under Urban Meyer's time there in Florida.
Uh-huh.
You know whose name does not appear on
Tim
the list?
Tim Tebow.
Aaron Hernandez.
Never arrested
no.
while he was there? But didn't he commit murders while he was there?
Yeah, he did kill someone while he was there, but he was never caught with anything.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a pretty good list of people.
Anybody else that we should know about?
Oh, there's some big-name players. Chris Rainey, Matt Elam. Carlos Dunlap, Janoris Jenkins, Riley Cooper, Cam Newton.
What'd Riley Cooper get arrested for?
Let's see what O'Reilly did.
Being a racist?
Yeah, I remember he was the one that got caught at a Kenny Chesney concert saying that he would fight every black person there.
Yeah, but that was in the NFL.
Yeah, it was in the NFL. Resisting arrest, failure to comply.
Broing out, basically.
Yeah, broing out. He got all drunk at a party and wouldn't obey. Yeah, it's a pretty good list, though. I mean, some big-time players. A couple of them were kicked off, but for the most part, you know, you got a lot of chances. Get suspended for, like, the first game of the season against Tallahassee JUCO. But, yeah, Aaron Hernandez, I don't think, was arrested, even though he did, well, killed someone while he was at Florida. He had some weed charges, too.
Eh, that doesn't bother me.
Nah, okay. The murder, though, that...
That does bother me.
Yeah, the murder should bother you.
All right.
I watched a thing on him. They did, like, one of those... they're on the... Is it the Reels Network or whatever? I don't know. They one of those...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
Yeah, they do, like, the...
The feature on criminals and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they did one
trials.
On Aaron Hernandez. And, boy, I'll tell you what. There's way more to that cat than you even know.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he was...
What do you mean?
That... How he got as far as he did with all the red flags was amazing. It's just like you could see this coming.
Urban Meyer, baby.
From a long, long way away. Yeah, I guess that they did say
Well,
Urban Meyer knew that he was a bad guy and it was just white knuckling it to get him through.
Well, we're joking, but Urban Meyer was a big part of that because Urban Meyer, one, let him play at Florida.
Yeah.
And two, Urban Meyer was the one that Bill Belichick called Urban Meyer about Aaron Hernandez, and Urban Meyer vouched for him.
Yeah, but Urban Meyer knew while he was there. They said that Meyer was always concerned about him, and they spent a lot of time making sure that he was between the navigational buoys. It wasn't a real like let's make
except
sure.
Except for that night he committed two murders.
Yeah, that whole thing.
They missed that one.
But again, they were able to keep that quiet. That's all that matters. Like he didn't care about helping the kid. He just wanted to make sure he was eligible.
What is this? What are you doing?
Well, that's not really sports. I mean,
yes, it is.
It's murder.
That is a sportsy.
It's continuation of a sports segment.
I don't like it.
Oh, for hell's sake.
I don't like it at all. Not right here, man. Not right now.
You want me to bring up gay Noah's Ark? Because I love that this is the new... Anytime religious groups fight with non-religious groups or even other religious groups, I think it's fantastic. Because, you know, it's gay pride month, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of people on the religious side of things, they're not happy about it. And there's the little battle going back and forth.
Well, it's not all religious people.
No, it's just that... that it's just... Some in that section aren't big fans of the whole gay pride movement.
Okay.
And then we got the whole, you know, are you going to march in the straight pride parade?
I did see that. Who said that? Are you going to march in the straight pride parade?
Yeah, someone's trying to organize a straight pride parade, which, hey.
Oh, my God. And they're serious.
Yeah, they're serious about
it. But he's gay.
Because if the gays can be proud, why can't the straight people? Yeah, solid logic. Good. Yeah. Because so many people have been, you know, persecuted for years and years for being straight. But the latest in the, I guess, the war between the super religious and the gay pride people, are someone went through and found a bunch of children's drawings of Noah's Ark, right? A very popular biblical story, and I emphasize story. you know,
wow,
two by two, all the animals on there. And
I'd like that noted for the court that was Jason, not me.
And they're adorable little drawings, right? And it's the ark, and you've got, you know, two of the animals, and they're frolicking around. Someone has noticed, though, in almost all the drawings, when it comes to the lions, there's something amiss. Because they always have the lions on these drawings for whatever reason. And guess what both lions have?
Ball sacks.
Manes. Female lions don't have manes.
Okay.
So they're
gay lions.
Good guess though, Isaac.
They're gay lions.
I was close.
And so there's just been this huge wave on social media of people tweeting and like sending and tagging religious groups of the gay lions and putting in a lot of the ark pictures. Not only do they have the gay lions, but there's like a rainbow in the background.
Aww. It seems like harmless fun.
It's a bright, sunny day.
Now, are some people taking that?
Yeah, some people are not.
Yeah, you know, not happy with
they're
that.
They're not taking this as a well-timed joke. They're a little upset about it.
What a time to be alive.
Oh, look at this. Like this. Like this children's drawing.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
A couple of male
lions. Those look like a couple of gay parrots, too.
Yeah, I would think so. And so there's actually people now that are going back, I supposedly now, and like trying to update these photos and making sure that it's a male lion and a female lion.
Oh, really? Like they're taking it that seriously?
They're taking it seriously.
Oh, God.
Yes. Because the story is, you know, it's two by two, two animals, one male, one female, and it doesn't work out when you've got the two gay lions, two male lions on there. So apparently the children's drawing of Noah's Ark, not a good historical... interpretation.
Okay.
I just think that's fantastic that of all things, is like becoming a source of contention between the two.
Welcome to 2019.
Yep. There are a lot of sources of contention out there, Jace.
There is. It's a bit ridiculous.
It's getting out of control.
Yes.
Whatever not
you,
me, though.
Whatever you believe, a children's drawing of two lions should not be something that pisses you off or shouldn't be something that you celebrate, for heaven's sakes. It's children's drama.
So you know the half-brother of Kim Jong... Un?
Yes.
Because there was Kim Jong-il.
That was the dad.
And then there's Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And there's a half-brother named Kim Jong-nam. Is there a Kim Jong-suk?
Not that I'm aware of, but you don't know.
You think there's a Kim Jong-rop?
Possible. Maybe like in an alternate universe. The infinite universes, maybe in one of them, you are the evil dictator of North Korea.
Well, we talked about this guy, Kim Jong-nam. Remember, he was, the woman came up and poisoned him in the airport. Remember that?
Yes.
Whole thing?
Yeah.
Killed him. Dead.
I do remember that.
Well, that's Kim Jong-un's half-brother. And so, of course, we all knew. They knew that it was a hit on, he was killing his half-brother.
Yes.
Why was he doing this? Well, it has come out now that the attack, this was in Malaysia when he was killed. And this guy, Kim Jong-nam, he didn't really have much to do with the family or anything. He was living in China.
Yeah. like, it's not like he was living like in the palace and then was just happening to be vacationing out in China somewhere.
Right. So it has come out now that he met with this Kim Jong Nam guy, met with CIA operatives.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And that perhaps is why he was murdered.
Yeah, you can't be doing that when your brother is a psychotic dictator. That's not good.
So they stopped short of saying he was an informant.
Yeah,
many don't think that he knew much of anything. But.
Yeah, the one I saw said that the Wall Street Journal, the headline was, I think they called him just a source. Said North Korea's slain half-brother was a CIA source.
Well, he's still dead.
Yeah, super dead.
All right, I've got Jupiter news. And another one is dead in the Dominican Republic.
Another?
Yes.
Is that tourist? Like, if you got your trip planned?
Didn't I ask you this question last week and you said you would stay there?
Yeah, I'm starting to think about maybe that's
how many
not,
have to die, Jason?
I'm going to say that we're at enough at this point.
So one more dies and you're like, okay, fine.
That's too much. Like Scoots, right? I have to like
the death to fun ratio.
Death to fun ratio, and at some point,
stick to football, man.
At some point, it tips the other way.
You're there for five fun days. There's only been three deaths. Hey, you can still go. But is there now five deaths, and you're there for 5 days? Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that next. 6:13 on the fan.
YouToday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. Well, we have a sixth American who is dead after traveling to Dominican Republic.
Solid toll.
That's too many.
Yeah, that's kind of freaky.
Six American tourists, and they've all been mysterious deaths.
Yeah,
we spoke about the other day.
I saw there was a social media influencer that's come out and has apologized because I guess her and her husband, they run like a travel blog and they're on Instagram, and I guess they have a really big following, and they were in the Dominican Republic not too long ago, and they posted, glowing reviews, and they're saying that it wasn't true. They said there was a lot of sketchy things going on and they were really nervous. They actually stayed somewhere else. They left their vacation early.
Oh.
But then,
well, why did they post what they did then?
Because hotels and everything, no one wants negative reviews on there. So they put up a real, everything is hunky-dory, and now they're saying they're feeling guilty that, they said that when in reality they had some sketchy things happen to them. And now we've got six people that have turned up.
Well, what happened to them, though?
I read a little bit. They said that at one point someone tried to force her into a van. And there was a couple things that were pretty sketchy to the point. They left the Dominican Republic and they went and stayed on a different, I don't remember where they went, but they went to a different island, but still posted like rave reviews about the places they were staying because, they were getting paid or they were getting comped stuff.
Well, you can probably get a pretty good deal right now.
I would assume that right now, if you're interested in a bargain, you could certainly jump on this.
So this latest guy was at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. He was not at the resort that some of the others were at. This is another place. And his name's Robert Wallace. And he was there with his wife and friends. And all he did was, so his niece said that what he did was he took a scotch from the minibar and drank it and fell ill instantly.
Ugh.
And was dead 3 days later. The minibar. This isn't even a drink that somebody handed him, just the little...
You gotta ask, are people being poisoned? Is there some sort of disease? Because I've yet to hear an explanation for any of these deaths.
I don't know, man.
It's just terrifying stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry, there was another death at that resort. This one, though, was last year. David Harrison died. He and his wife, they were there with their son, celebrating their wedding anniversary. Same thing. Mini bar.
Is there any... I haven't even seen anyone speculate on exactly what could be causing this.
They don't know. The two that died at another resort over the weekend... They said that they both died of heart attacks. It was a couple. They were both found in their room, and they were partying a little bit, but he said that the doctor said that they were heart attacks.
Just natural causes, or, I mean...
No, they're getting... Something's up.
Something's up. I mean, no one just... Middle-aged people just
but they don't have
dead.
They don't have toxicology reports back yet, so they don't know.
Dude, that's some scary, scary stuff.
We're going to need a documentary made on this ASAP.
Totally.
Well, you wonder, like, if this is something like a natural occurrence, or is this like nefarious stuff? Is someone poisoning tourists in the Dominican Republic? Is there some like angry maid that's cleaned one too many rooms and has had enough and is now poisoning like glasses or mini bar cups?
There is no way this is natural.
No.
There's no way. It's not. Not.
When I said natural, I meant is there just some sort of pathogen down there that's kicked up, or is this
that only attacks Americans?
Well,
they're all Americans.
That's true.
They're being targeted, man.
That's just...
Don't go down there.
By who?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm normally not of the fear-mongering variety. You know, this is just one of those things. Normally you hear about these travel horror stories and you just kind of roll your eyes, but at some point you're like, criminy sakes, how many of these can...
I wouldn't go there.
No. No, nor would I.
And I thought about going there.
Did you?
I know Mike's been down to every resort down there.
Well, it's good.
He's like a regular down there.
Yeah. You know, he shows up and they're like, Mike, yeah, your room's coming, sit down. It's like norm out there.
I'm not dead.
I mean, that area, I mean, a lot of people have raved about that area. They're like, they've traveled down there. Mike liked it. And
Dusty, I think, went there for his honeymoon and loved it.
Dominican Republic, that's right. Yeah. They loved it. So it's been it's kind of on the list, you know, like we all have a list of places we want to travel to.
Sure.
And that's been down some on my list, but it's been on my list. Well, and now it has been struck off my list.
Well, we were talking about, because we go somewhere every spring break, and we were talking about doing something down in the Caribbean. And yeah, that was one that we had kicked around. I also want to do Cuba. I mean, but that's kind of high on my list. But I guess you can't go there via cruise ship anymore. Did you see that?
Yeah, they're changing it again.
Yeah, they got all kinds of things going on down there.
Yeah, I think they opened it for visitors, and then now they're scaling back a little bit from what I've seen.
Yeah, I guess Trump said that he didn't want to... He didn't want them reaping all the rewards financially from all the cruise ships that were going down there. So I think you can still fly in there, but you can't take cruises anymore. And I guess that's the most popular way to do it because it's such a short trip from Miami.
So some are saying that what they'll do is they'll try to save money and they'll put fake booze fake booze into the mini bar bottles and seal them up. So it's like saves them money. And they make a bunch of money off of that.
Like what? What is fake booze?
I don't know. Or somebody could be poisoning those. Somebody could be opening them, replacing them with poison, and then sealing them back up and putting them in there.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you were at a Dominican resort, you wouldn't be drinking out of the mini bar, would you?
I never get anything out of the mini
bar. Nor do I.
Ever.
No.
I don't even look at the prices anymore. I just assume they're way too expensive.
Yes. Once in a blue moon, like you'll... Say if it's like late at night and you've had a few, maybe you grab like the $7 Snickers bar. I think maybe I've been guilty of doing that. But I
can't say I haven't done it, but I don't remember.
I don't think I've ever had booze out of there. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, then they have water for like $5.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'd be like, damn it.
I know. It's like, that's what I said. Once in a while, you come back and you're guilty of it, but I'm not spending $15 on a mini bottle of Jack Daniels. Thanks, but no thanks. Because then on top of that, then you got to buy like the $8 Coke to go along with it.
Well, then you got to go down the hall and get the ice.
Yeah.
And that melts fast.
Was the mini bar, and I don't know if I'm a hotel bro, do people make money off the mini bar?
Oh, I would think they make a ton because they mark that crap up.
Well, that's my question is how many people are getting things from the mini bar? Because I'm with you. Most people I know don't get anything from the mini bar.
Well, I put it this way. It just sits in there until it's purchased. I mean, it's not like the scotch expires.
That's the other one too. Like when you check into the hotel, like the adult channel. Who's buying adult movies on Spectrevision?
A lot of people do that. Oh, I think way more than minibar.
Well, you've got your computer.
What if you don't have a computer?
You've got your phone.
What if you don't have a phone?
Got your imagination.
I can't believe
sometimes that's not good enough.
Imagination.
I can't believe that's still a thing where someone's buying like the $40 block of porn, like at the local Hyatt.
Somebody famous did that recently.
A block of porn?
Oh no, it was like, wasn't it like a basketball player and he blamed it on the assistant coach? Oh no, it was like a prank on the assistant coach.
Oh, that was Jordan Bell.
Yeah, Jordan Bell.
Yeah.
They were pranking the coach.
And the thing I most was confused about that story is that there's still adult movies in hotels.
Well, I will say that it gets the kids all fired up. You know, because the kids, they kind of know it's there. And
yeah.
They like, you know, the go searching. Like,
the preview channel.
Yeah, right.
You ever had to call down to the front desk and have them turn the adult channels on? That's always an awkward one.
I've never done that.
Way back, I can't remember the last time. Like, since basically everyone has phones and, you know, tablets or computers, but I remember, like, back in the day, like, when we would travel, either in college or in the NFL, like, a lot of times you'd go in there and the adult channels were blocked, and it would say, call the front desk, and you would have to make that shameful, this is a Ted in room 314. Can you, just go ahead and turn on the adult channels for me? And you would try to be sly about it. You're like, not all the channels on my TV are working. Could you?
And weren't they supposed to try to figure out if you were a kid or not, but they really don't care?
They don't really
care.
And
they're like, whatever, fine.
Yeah.
Cost you $18.99.
Exactly.
Good luck, kid.
Yeah. It's not one of those comfortable phone calls. Like,
housekeeping might be a little mad, but.
Yeah. You just feel like it's a total shame phone call when you have to call and deal with any of those
things. Mexico gives it to you for free. It's a nice little perk.
Yeah, Europe does too.
I wonder if Dominican Republic does that. It's hardcore porn, like right there. You can just turn the channel to it.
Yeah, my first time when we went over for NFL Europe, I think it was Germany. Might have been Amsterdam. One of the first places we went, and we sat down and we were just flipping through channels, and you're like, whoa.
Whoa.
You're like, where's that coming from? And then there's just like a normal commercial on.
And then you can't take your mind off of it.
No. You're like, hey, why don't you go down and grab
flipping through here?
You go grab some snacks. I'm just going to hang out here for a while, you know, watch some TV, mind my own business.
Well, it's scary, man. Six American tourists are now dead. The last guy named Robert Wallace, who took a drink. He took a scotch out of the minibar at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and he was dead 3 days later. So now the total is six.
Yikes.
And they don't know what the hell's going on out there.
No, and I got to imagine that is absolutely killing the tourist industry.
Literally.
There. Well, yes.
Literally killing
and
the tourists.
Figuratively, yes. That's just all bad. Someone said you can go to the other side of the island, the good side, and go to Haiti.
Yeah, well.
Maybe just avoid that one altogether.
It's not looking good for that industry
south,
down there.
Head south to Saint somewhere.
I'll go to the Keys.
There you go.
How about that?
It's just expensive, that's all.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett's bar.
Keys are expensive. Go down to Captain Tony's if you can.
Maybe Mike Leach will be there.
Yeah, did you say Mike Leach?
I did.
Well,
yeah,
Leach is,
I guess.
Yeah, it's where he hangs out.
I haven't been there in a number of years, but I guess Leach has an official stool at Captain Tony's that you can't sit on.
That's 50% stupid.
Which is just fantastic.
Good for him.
Best bar I've ever been to.
Whoa. Just going to throw that out there right as we go to break?
Favorite bar I've ever been to, Captain Tony's.
Best bar or favorite bar?
Favorite bar.
Okay, you amended.
I'm sorry.
And that's okay. But
not the
best bar?
My favorite bar I've ever been to. Whoa. Captain Tony's is fantastic. You can kill a lot of time down at Captain Tony's. But I'm a sucker for, yeah, it's got a big tree growing through the middle of it. And, you know, I like those, I like kind of the beachside bars. That's one of the benefits, like if you travel, like if you go down to the Dominican Republic or Costa Rica or Belize, wherever you go down there. I just think there's something great about this, the bar on the beach. Kick off your shoes. Grab yourself a beverage, toes in the sand. Good times.
I think there's a country song about that.
Oh, yeah, Zac Brown. Toes in the water, ass in the sand.
All right, we got to go, says Mike. Mike just told me, he said, we got to go. Got to go. He
said, get.
He did, he said, get. I've got Radiohead news, and how did you meet your spouse? Next on The Fan.
Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Did you guys see Jupiter last night up there in the sky?
I did not see Jupiter last night.
It says Jupiter right on it when you look up there. Pretty handy.
It's nice. You look through the the planets. You're like, oh, I wish they were labeled. Oh!
They're labeled.
Thank you.
You know that's 11 times the size of Earth, that planet? Just up there farting away.
Yeah, it seems pretty
big. All
its
gases. Yeah, it was. I guess it was most visible last night because the Earth is precisely between it and the sun.
So did it just look like a slightly bigger dot?
I don't know what it looked like. That's why I was asking.
I don't need to, like, I'm not trying to poop on stars. I mean, it's cool you look up and, especially if you're out in the country and there's no lights, it's gorgeous.
Have you seen the pictures of what it looks like from like Texas?
Oh, no.
There are places, my parents actually went to this last year. There are places you can go where you can see the actual Milky Way from just being on the ground, just because there's so little light pollution.
Yeah, when we were...
It has 79 moons.
That's a lot of moons. When we were in...
Any of them have a face on it?
What?
When we were in Costa Rica, there was like a... The place we were staying had a blackout, or I guess it would have been a brownout. And so there was no lights for a couple hours, and it's just insane because we were sitting out there, and it's at night, and you looked up, it's a pretty sky, but then once the entire town went dark, it's insane when you look up. You're like, oh my God. It's just, it's gorgeous. But if you were to tell me that any one of those was Jupiter, I'd be like, oh, cool. I don't know what any of them are.
Yeah, why can't you just tell yourself, oh, that one looks bigger and brighter. I bet you that's Jupiter.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's right there. It's
because I think everyone knows they're probably wrong.
Right.
That could be any star.
But I wouldn't know any. It's like
I could never find anything up there.
Nor can I. Like, every now and then I can find the Big Dipper.
You guys can't find constellations?
Well, no. The Dippers.
I can find the Dippers.
Orion's really
Orion's easy. Orion's
easy, because
yeah.
The three dots are the belt.
But, yeah. I mean, you know, North Star, that's about it, bro. What else is there?
But other than that, like, and when you look
at the
constellations, you're like, you know, it's like, that's Sagittarius. You're like, that's not a guy that's on a horse or half horse shooting an arrow. None of them look like anything. It just doesn't.
No. Orion kind of looks like a person. You got the belt, you got two shoulders, you got two legs, I guess.
Well, really? They say
you're going with that looks like a person.
Well, it looks most like
there's
a person.
There's a belt
out of stars, because you've got the two that are above it, above the belt, and they go out at a kind of a V, and then there's two at a down V.
Did his arm get cut in half and turned? Is he holding an umbrella? Like, how do you get that?
Well, that's his chest. There's no arms.
Yeah, duh. What are you, an idiot?
How you get anything out of any of the constellations is beyond me.
The only thing I get out of Orion is the belt, and he's definitely a 32.
That's a waist trainer right there. He's had some work done. I'm trying to find one constellation that looks like what it's supposed to be, and I don't think you can find one.
Well, I guess the Dippers, right? They look like little ladles.
Well, they say any time now is good to see Jupiter. It didn't have to just be yesterday. It's really bright up there right now.
Okay.
Throughout the rest of June and July.
So how do I find Jupiter?
Look up in the sky, dude.
Duh.
There's a lot up there.
I told you it's labeled.
Well, out here there's not a lot up there. There's a lot of light pollution.
There's a guy up. They sent a guy up there. He's flashing back at you. You'll see him.
This guy says astronomy was basically all there was to do at night besides sex in ancient times. There's a valid point
to
that,
right?
Hey,
astronomy's kick ass, but it's just like, I don't know, there's only so much we can do down here.
I know. Like, I look up
especially
there.
Especially at my house. I don't have a telescope or anything.
No. Even if you did have a telescope, I would
just look at the,
I
wonder what that is.
Yeah, it's not like you can look up there and see any detail. You're like, it's just a bigger bright dot. I'd like to look up at the night sky as much as the next guy, but.
Wouldn't that be funny if, like, some dude with a telescope is the one that, like, discovers aliens? All this money we're dumping into, like, trying to communicate.
And Fred.
Yeah.
Fred from Omaha is like, hey!
They're right there.
I see it. I think you need a more of a powerful telescope in order to see that.
They're spending all these billions of dollars on these powerful telescopes, and it's like they keep making advances. And there's Fred out there in New Mexico who's like, hey, dude, they're right up there.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm looking through the map of the constellations right now.
See them all the time.
Holy hell. There, some of them are just... how much peyote were you smoking when you decided that was, like, the bear? I'm looking here, like, whatever the bear one was. Like, you've got to be, like, the bear's got, like, 9 legs.
Apparently there's an app. It's called Skyview Life. And you just, I guess it will tell you everything. You just point your phone at it.
And it tells you what it is?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I told you they were labeled.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. But now let me ask you this. Will it enhance my enjoyment to know?
Probably not.
Hell yeah.
Mike says yes.
What I'm looking at?
I used to love this kind of stuff when I was growing up. It's interesting. You can look up to the sky without the app after you learn and be like, oh, I can see the Big Dipper there, or I can see Orion, or whatever you want to find.
Sandra Bullock floating by.
It just adds a little extra, right?
Hey, there she is.
Hey, look at that.
Because you don't deny that you're looking up at the night sky, right? You don't just ignore it. You'll look up and be like, oh, cool. Stars are out today. And you can find some.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Well, I don't have time for the spouse story, but I will tell you what Radiohead did.
Yeah, what did Radiohead
what did they did?
News.
Radiohead did this. So they were threatened with a ransom. The band. Radiohead.
A little blackmail?
Yes.
I'm all for blackmail. What's up?
Well, cyber attackers stole some archived materials that they had, the lead singer guy had. And they threatened to release it unless the band paid them $150,000.
Seems reasonable.
Well, the guy just went ahead and released it on his own. I guess it was on minidisc, which is kind of funny.
Got a minidisc.
That's funny to us because...
Yeah, back in the day, we used to have minidiscs that we would, like, record sound on.
Well, yeah, it was, like, the latest thing, and then it died, like, instantly, like Blu-rays.
Yes.
I mean, it was here and it was gone.
Yeah, for, like, 7 months, it was a big
deal. We invested all this time and money into, like, okay, now minidisc. This is going to be the next... And then it's like, what do I do with them? I have a ton of stuff, old stuff, from my radio career on minidisc. It's like, what the hell do I do with this?
And they got rid of... They used to have the minidisc players that were still here. Now I think they've gotten rid of all of them.
So they were recordings, and they were hours of unheard materials from the mid-90s, from around the time of OK Computer, of them just doing their Radiohead thing in the studio. It's like 19 hours. And so he flipped the script, and he said, all right, fine. You want money for this? F you. I'm going to put them online. And they released all 18 hours, and they did it for a charity, and people could pay like $23 to download it all.
Huh. So why would that be like a great blackmail thing? It's just a bunch of unreleased recordings.
Well, Radiohead's got a... I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know, but like why would that...
Because a lot of people would... Oh, why would they blackmail them?
Yeah, why would Radiohead
care?
Maybe
they didn't want them out.
It just wasn't very good stuff.
Yeah, they didn't want it out there. I mean, it hadn't been released, so...
Yeah. That's like after Prince died, right? Yeah, like all those songs. Like
are those out?
I don't know if those are out, but I think whoever had his estate was going to release it. And I read an article, it was in Rolling Stone, that talked about how this happens a lot with artists that die, and they have all these old catalogs, and... There's a lot of people that they get really pissed because they're like, dude, some of these artists were perfectionists and some of this stuff is probably rough cuts. And obviously this is not stuff that was made for public consumption. And just because the person's dead, you should respect their wishes and not release that stuff.
Yeah,
I think I remember hearing that Prince had like hundreds of songs that he had written that were unreleased.
Yeah, that's right. I think that stuff... Like, I totally get... I mean, it's totally up to the artist and the family or whatever. But at the same time, I would love to sit and pore over that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I want to hear the raw. I want to hear them making it.
Yeah.
Like, this Radiohead... I think Radiohead's badass. So I actually think this is really cool. I'm not going to download it, but...
You're like, hey, it's cool, but not enough to
I would like
pay
to,
the $23 for
I would it. Like to hear it, though. I think that kind of stuff is cool.
I do, too. There was... Billy Joel did this... years ago, it's probably 15 years ago or whatever, he released a box set called My Lives, you know, his Billy Joel song My Life, and it was like, I don't know, maybe a 6 or 8 CD box set, and there was like some live stuff on there, some one-offs, some B-sides, but some of the cool stuff was recordings of him working out songs.
Yeah, there you go.
So one of them was, you know, the song Keeping the Faith.
Yeah.
It was... to the tune of Keeping the Faith, but it had started out as a different song. Same thing with, what was the other one? I don't know, one of his other big famous songs, and it was to the tune of that song, but it had completely different lyrics. It started out as one thing, and he didn't like it, and he scrapped it. And so to hear him working through that, and then there was...
And he didn't care that it's out there.
No, he put it out, like, as a box set. And there was only a couple of these. It was a random collection of stuff. But there were some real rough cuts, and a couple of them were demo tracks where he would be singing one of his famous songs, and then he would get to the middle and he didn't have any words, and so he would kind of hum or make stuff up or just have nonsensical lyrics to try to make him fit about just kind of these random things that he would shove in. And it was really cool to listen to.
I'm glad he
released that.
I like it. I like to hear how the sausage,
was made.
Yeah, just it's kind of cool. See how their process is.
Yeah. But I think a lot of artists I don't think they're comfortable doing that. I think a lot of those guys are perfectionists and they don't want you to hear stuff that isn't finished. I think it probably feels them leaving a bit exposed.
Understood. But just as a fan, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next. Oh, God, it's 6:45 already.
Yeah.
Man.
Hot Star Talk with John.
Flown by. John will wrap it up when we return on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, the Mariners got D. Gordon back today.
Hey, good thing.
How about that?
That'll help.
Yes.
That'll help.
What are you doing? Woo. Are you watching the game?
I'm watching the game, and I'm sad because it's Nelson Cruz batting against us right now, and I love Nelson Cruz, and I miss him.
Yeah. He's homered in four straight games, too. You know that?
He's 0-2 tonight against the stylings of Mr. Mike Leake in his single-digit number 8. But I have a feeling one's coming because Leake likes to give him up.
Well, don't you feel good that he got out of there, though? If you love Nelson Cruz, you don't want to see him suffer through this.
No, I wish he was still in Seattle. I love Nelson Cruz. He's one of my all-time favorite Mariners, and I wish we still had him.
If he were playing for the Mariners, it would only be a matter of days before he would be traded, and they would break your heart with that move. So, it's...
I also love that John, who is like an ultimate anti-steroid guy, like he hates Barry Bonds and all the cheaters of the game, but he loves Nelson Cruz.
Why can't I love Nelson Cruz? I'm not saying he didn't cheat. But I still love Nelson Cruz.
Because you hate and bitch and moan about all the steroid guys, but you love Nelson Cruz?
You've cheated at stuff. I still love you.
Oh. In your face.
John making bold accusations.
And I don't hate all the steroids guys. I hate Barry Bonds. But I think steroids paint you... I love Robbie Cano, too, but he was a cheater. So I'm not in denial, but... I still love Nelson Cruz.
How do you feel about Mariner great Ryan Franklin?
Why do we have to talk about Ryan Franklin?
Because he was on...
He might be the oddest guy ever busted for Royce.
He got busted.
Right? And that's one of those where, like, you think, like, Ryan Franklin? Like, he must not have been rich enough to afford the good stuff because it didn't help him any.
No, but you got to wonder, how bad would he have been had he not been on roids?
Right? That was him cheating to be good. Holy smokes.
Although, to be fair,
that's the type of guy that I would think would be on roids. This little scrawny white guy, you know?
Yeah, you need him in order to get into the bigs.
Hutch Rodriguez didn't need that. He was good.
Yeah, but he was a lot better on roids. Yeah.
Well, they all are.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them.
I mean, there's a reason why people do them. They work.
Yeah, they work. Exactly.
Well, it's weird that we... Like, with the Bonds thing, people get pissed about that because, obviously, Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before it. But how many people would get mad if I told you that there was a guy right now, like, in Double A, right? And he had spent 7 years in the minors. He wasn't going anywhere. He hadn't made any money. But if that guy did roids for 5 years, he could make $50 million and set up him and his family for the rest of his life. Would anyone begrudge that guy for doing it and becoming a solid player and getting one big contract?
No.
It's like we only have problems when it comes to roids for the guys that we feel don't need them.
Right. Well, and I've said this before, too, and I don't know that it's a hot take or anything, but I think if Bonds would have, let's say Bonds did everything he did, all the roids, all the everything, but he never hit 73, he hit 60. And he didn't break Hank Aaron's record, he didn't hit 762, he hit 730 and retired. I think not only is he looked at completely different, I think he's probably in the Hall of Fame. I think a big stain on Bonds is that baseball is such a numbers game, and everybody knows he cheated and blew out two of the most historic number records in all of baseball. I think if he would have fallen short of both of those, he'd be looked at a little more with leniency.
Yeah, it's like you can cheat and be good, you just can't cheat and be that good.
Well, I think there's something to that. I think it bothered a lot of, and it bothers me that he broke Hank Aaron's record. And I think if he would have not hit 755, if he would have stopped at, you know, again, 733 or something like that,
he just
and gone away, I think he would have been looked at differently. I really do. I think it bothers a lot of people that his name is on top of, you know, home runs in baseball are sacred, and he stands atop the all-time list on both of those, and I think it bothers people.
Do you think anybody gets him?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Bonds, all-time home runs.
Oh, well, maybe in today's game, because it's just
there are a lot of bombs being
you're
hit.
Just hitting homers, but you're
you
not
think
seeing,
somebody hits that many.
No, because I like you're not seeing people that are hitting 60. I mean,
you still got to be special. Like there are a lot of home runs being hit, but this guy's hitting 20 to 25. Like those guys have no chance. Like he's still got to be an elite guy. So it's I don't know.
You got to be an elite guy and play for a long time. Like,
long time.
If Pujols was healthier, I think maybe a guy like Pujols could make a run at it. But, you know, his body's been breaking down for the last few years. So I don't think – and he has so much money. If he needed the money to keep playing, that's the other thing. I don't think guys need the money as much, so they won't play as long.
Yeah, if we sauced up Pujols right now, like gave him all the roids, could he get there?
What's he at?
So he's the highest active, and he's at 644. Mm. He's got to get to 763.
I don't think we're getting him there.
No.
See, because the guys like, well, you've got Yelich and Trout and all the, you know, I'm just thinking of the best players.
Active.
Well, but I'm just thinking of the best players, and it's just, I don't know, I don't see any of those guys hitting that many home runs.
Well, look at Trout, right? And the best player, and he hits a bunch of home runs, but with the amount of money he makes and how long he would have to keep playing, I just don't think he's going to play that long. I don't think he's going to play another 20 years.
Well, and he only hits, I mean, you know, what's the most he's going to hit? 40? 45?
Yeah.
I mean, Bonds was hitting 73.
I think the only guys you can really consider in this kind of a list are the power hitters that still get on base a decent amount. First thing that came to mind was like Aaron Judge, although he's older, or Chris Davis with a K. They hit 40, 50 bombs a year.
This is the top 10 current active home run hitters.
How old's Judge?
I'm going to say he's 26 or 27.
Oh, he is that old?
He came up late in his minor career.
Listen to this. Active list. Pujols, Cabrera, Encarnacion, Cruz, Granderson, Ryan Braun, Cano, Jay Bruce, and Stanton.
Yeah, they're all old.
Yeah.
Except for
Stanton. He's 29, but he's at 305.
Yeah.
Well, D. Gordon's not helping his case, Danny. He just grounded out the first.
All right. Thank you, John. Bye.
All right, go Mariners.
Love everybody.
I mean, no one's even, like, no one's in the same zip code.
Hey, maybe it'll be this Yordan Alvarez guy, this Cuban.
Yeah.
For, the Astros, he had another home run tonight. He has two now. Maybe it'll be that guy.
Every journey, 1,000 steps, begins with one,
two
right?
His first two games.
Two games, two home runs. Only needs to play, what, 700? How many does Bonds have? 750?
762.
762? Only needs to play 760 more games.
Would you have thought Curtis Granderson was fifth on the list?
No. Well, how many does he have?
That guy. 338.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed he hit that many. All right, we got to run. I'm out tomorrow. Been summoned by the company. But
been nice working with you.
I'll be back on Thursday. Yeah, no kidding.
Me and Lynch. Lynch hosts tomorrow.
Hey, that's great. I'll be back on Thursday. Listen to Mike and Souk tomorrow. 3-7. I'm the fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Me.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.